It's 29 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and it's 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices across the Midwest today are called from steady to $1 per hundredweight lower on a pre-holiday slowdown in demand. Terminals are called steady to lower, with top prices from $33.50 to $38. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $33.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, December 17th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,100. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $41.50 to $52.76. The weighted average was $50.68. A loss of $1.02 from last Friday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $30.85 to $45.20, and the weighted average was $39.97. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $21,138. The base price range, $41 to $57.15. The weighted average was $53.42, a loss of $1.14 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.76 to $41.35, and the weighted average was $39.69. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Jay Searles. Good morning,
good
Jay.
Good morning. How you been?
I've been good.
Yeah. Getting your snow cleared out of your driveway and stuff?
Got it all cleared out of the driveway. Of course, every time the street comes and plows, you have to redo the end of the driveway.
That is such a pain, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about South America. There's no snow down there right now. It's their summer season, and getting into the summer, into their spring, into their summer here coming up over the next couple of days. Showers scattered through central and northern Brazil Monday and early today. Coverage was 35%, and most of the rain occurred from Mato Grosso to Bahia, with a few showers reaching as far south as Mato Grosso do Sul and northern Sao Paulo. Rainfall ranged from about a half inch to an inch and a half from northern Goiás to southern Bahia, with some amounts also reaching further into northern Sao Paulo at about 3/4 of an inch. Most other areas received less than 3/10 of an inch, though, and most of the far south was dry. High temperatures were in the 80s to lower 90s. Today's forecast, not much change significantly from yesterday. Most areas of the nation get rain at one time or another, and with a northeastern corner of the crop country trending driest beginning late this week. The second week of into the two-week forecast will be the wettest in far southern Brazil, with rain possibly falling on a near daily basis. If the forecast verifies, it looks like crop conditions in Brazil will remain very good, although the far northeast will have to be watched for some possible dryness into January, the way things are trending right now. Let's take a little bit further look further south into Argentina. Mostly dry, warm weather occurred Monday, high temperatures in the 80s and lows in the mornings to mostly in the upper 50s and 60s. And lower 70s. The only precipitation occurred as a random shower in southern Santiago del Estero, where rain totals reached about a 12/100 of an inch. Net drying will continue in Argentina through Saturday, and any showers that occur will be too brief and light to counter evaporation, with daily highs in the 80s and 90s. A couple of extreme highs approaching 100 degrees will be possible in the far west. Topsoil conditions should firm significantly during this period. And shower activity will begin increasing Sunday and Monday and will become significant across the nation Tuesday through Thursday next week, and that'll be around December 27th. And that is the time period when topsoil moisture will be lifted across the nation once again. Follow-up showers will and thunderstorms may occur December 29th and into January 2nd, but these will be random daily showers and storms and will benefit some areas far more than others. World weather and the other forecasters still indicate we believe that the model data is running too wet for the second week to two-week forecast, and we look for some decrease in advertised rainfall from the model runs as we get a little bit closer to that. However, we also believe that the relief will come from the present net drying trend into next week, keeping crops from becoming critically dry. across the central U.S. and into the Midwest. It looks like we're going to continue on our stormy weather pattern for some time and into the foreseeable future. That looks like into the first part of the year. We're going to continue with these trends of every 3 or 4 days to maybe 5 days, seeing some storminess move across the Plain States, bringing significant amounts of moisture in the forms of rain, snow, and freezing rain, of course, and maintaining its wintry mix. No real change in that weather pattern out for the next 2 weeks at least across much of the Midwest. And the next storm due in this weekend, and that could bring us another round of precipitation anywhere from a half inch to an inch and a half across the region, especially through the central and the mid-eastern Corn Belt, could receive amounts well over an inch and possibly contributing to higher risks of flooding as well. As we further south, we go into the warm air. We could see more flooding, but more snow for the central and northern sections of the Midwest into the Great Lakes region as well over the next couple of days. And that's a look at the agricultural weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jay Searles.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 984.5, down one last trade unchanged. May 982.5, up 2.5, last trade up 2.5. CME wheat March variety opened at 969.25, up 3.25, last trade down 0.25. July 770, down 0.5, last trade up 1.5. March corn 438, down 3/4, last trade down 3.5. July 456.5, down 3/4, last trade down 3.75. December 449, down 1.5, last trade down 3.5. January beans 1157, up 0.25, last trade down 3/4. March 1175, down 1, last trade down 1.5. July 1190, down 1.25, last trade up 2. November 1046, down 1.25, last trade up 3/4. January soybean meal opened at 324.70, unchanged, last trade down 50. January soybean oil opened at 46.18, up 1, last trade up 13. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Not a lot of fundamental news out there to chew on, it appears to me.
Not really. It just, we hit goals yesterday and the night before of over 12 in the beans, over 10 in the wheat, and 440 plus in the corn, and we're a little bit in the overbought area in both in all three, corn, beans, and wheat. So we're maybe looking for a little lower today or a little choppy now.
You know, I'm keeping a close look on the potential of these bull spreads in the wheat pit unwinding, and it seems to me there was just a little hint of that overnight.
Yeah, there could be a little of that coming. Also, we had prospects of better rains in the wheat country here, and also better rains in parts of South America, and that would be bearish for both beans and wheat. Also, the Board of Trade raised margins for wheat, and when you have to have more money to hold it, that can be a little negative.
Well, are we suggesting that rather traders are just ready to get out of town for the holidays, more or less? And
yeah, there's some of that in there. There's some of the plain old profit-taking we've been so far, in the last month. I mean, I think one of the things was up 11 days in a row, just maybe a little bit of back-and-forth activity instead of just going straight up like we've been, plus the profit-taking, plus getting out of the markets ahead of the holidays and wait until afterward to come back in.
Yeah, shine up your crystal ball and try to sort out what traders may do when they come back from the holidays between that and the January reports.
There's still lots of interest in it. There's good usage worldwide, but maybe, the China news isn't as good, or India might maybe not be using as, importing as much. Just general little things of when we get this high of prices, it tends to slow down usage of hair.
I also saw a report this morning that was suggestive that commodity hedge funds might be interested in putting money into soft commodities as opposed to the grains.
Well, there's all kinds of talk out there, a lot of noise. We just got to be able to filter it out. There's other people that are tired of the stock market. We hear are going to put money into hard commodities. So you've got people on both sides talking out of both sides of their mouth, and we just really don't know where it's going, but we think we've seen a top for a while and now maybe go sideways.
We might want to keep a close eye on cocoa and sugar and those kind of things and see what's going on there in the next month or so. Could you tell us what advice you're offering producers this week?
Well, we would be catching up on cash sales, you know, well over $4 on corn, over 11 on old beans, new crop beans up over 10 in places, and new crop corn over 4. So we would be catching up on sales of old crop, and we would be making sales of new crop cash-wise. And we would, if we're not doing that, we would be looking at protecting what we're storing with puts.
Thank you very much, Pete. You have a great day today.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. Say, we have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing with our agricultural programming. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.